What's up, good people? It's 10 to 20 with your boy, Jew Joyner. So excited. Have a wonderful artist, gospel music artist that's on the line, an inspirational artist. How do we define you? Should we define you as an inspirational gospel artist or an inspirational guy? An inspirational artist or... Well, she's just a dynamic person with a dynamic spirit who can sing. Okay, I think that's the proper thing to say. I'm talking to Amethyst. Amethyst is with us on for this episode, and we're so excited. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You have an amazing gift and an amazing name. I just want to let our listeners know, please tell us about Amethyst. Where did that derive from?
Yes, so Amethyst is actually the February birthstone. It is a purple gem symbolic of royalty, and that we are all part of the royal priesthood. We are all part of the royal children, the body of Christ. And so we can act like it, we can walk like it, we can demand like Jesus because we are part of his lineage. And actually, I share the same name and birthday as my mother.
Wow.
So I'm named after my mom. We both are named Amethyst. And our birthday actually was just a few days ago. Our birthday is the 4th of July. So bang, bang.
Oh, my goodness.
Not in February, but hey, my grandmother didn't care. My mother was her firstborn daughter. She loved Amethyst, so she didn't care which month she was born in. You can be born in July and be named Amethyst. And so it is.
Now, that's not a typical name, but it is so beautiful.
And
and your gift is amazing as well. It just seemed like now you may have been, you know, working your way up the ranks in the industry, but my God, you have really kicked down the door. Tell us about this cut that you have with Molly Music.
Yes, thank you so much. So my latest single is called Redeemed, featuring Molly Music, and God has just really been opening doors. I'm so excited about the people of God who have been given testimonies about the love for their song, even the message of the song. It's very simplistic, but it's powerful, right? And it just says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you have been bought back, if you have been set free, if you have been delivered, you have a right to the gift of God, which is that freedom. And the word says, who the Son says free is free indeed. And so we got to tell somebody else about it. Reach back and help our brothers and sisters in Christ be free as well.
This is an amazing song. I love it.
Thank you.
I also, you know, Molly has been doing this thing for some time, and for your collaboration with him, it's just like a match made in heaven on earth. And it's just a dope song. And I'm surely, I know it's blessing people because you have been, if I'm not mistaken, I know I'm not mistaken. I just want to say that, but I hear the word stellar. A stellar song for a stellar individual.
Yes. Claire in the creek.
Yes, a stellar song for a stellar artist. I just want to encourage you to continue that dynamic work that you're doing. You have an amazing gift. The song is so sweet. I love it. So tell us about what's next. What's the follow up from Redeem?
Yeah, so we're back in the studio now working to complete the album. So y'all pray for me, y'all. Pray to that end. And I'm pushing real hard for the end of this year. If not, we're going to open the next year with a big bang. So yeah, we're working on the album, some music videos, and maybe some merchandise is on the way.
Oh, you got merch on the way as well. My goodness.
I will open doors to you if you let them.
I know, that's right. Hey, that's a word for somebody right there. Hope y'all caught that. Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely. So what do you have a name for the project yet, or are you still working on?
Okay. I do not. Okay. No, we're in prayer about that. And we're about 60% of the way done. So a few more songs to go and it'll be a done deal.
Oh, we are looking forward to it. Now, please
keep
me posted on that, on that process right there. Now, I do every episode of 10 to 20, I ask a question that makes you it catches people off guard. It catches people. So you have to be prepared to answer this question here. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to ask you two questions.
Amethyst.
Okay, that's three syllables. I'm going to ask you two questions. Okay. So the first question is that when you, now I'm just assuming, when you eat grits, do you put sugar in your grits or do you put butter in your grits?
Why choose one? We doing both. Absolutely. Oh, give me that sugar and butter. It stirred up real good. We're doing both.
Oh, my Lord. You are the first person who has at the cookout when someone brings the crabs. Do you like steam crabs or do you like fried crabs?
Can you fry crab me, please? And make sure I have some butter with that too, please.
If I were in front of you, I would give you a high five. I'm telling you the truth.
You had a cookout. You might as well go all the way. We're not gonna half step a cookout now, okay?
Not at all.
We can do steam any day of the week. This is a cookout. let's just go ahead and get our carbs in. All right.
I know that's right.
We'll run them off afterwards. We'll be outside. Go ahead and do your laps. Just start running for Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Don't get tired along the way.
Oh gosh, I love it.
Yes,
Amethyst, it's been a privilege and a joy to holler at you on today. Really appreciate you. Keep up the dynamic work. Now, before we go, I want to ask you to share some wisdom for the up and coming artist that's looking to go to that certain level to have a stellar nominated song. What do they need to do to get to that level?
Yeah, it's a wonderful proposal. The first thing is make sure you stay before God. Listen, prayer and fasting really, really got me through. And to serve. As you serve the people of God, I promise you, he will elevate you. Mm. I spent a life of service, serving the church and serving my dad. Shout out to Holy Temple Cathedral, my dad, Superintendent Douglas D. Moy Sr. But if you sow, you can expect a harvest, right? If you sow, you can expect to reap. If you don't sow, you don't have anything coming to you. And so first of all is make sure that you're in position, that you have your life right, and that you're in tune with God. And after that, he will continue to open doors. Make sure you're connected to the right people. Mm. You can't get to the right places being connected to wrong people. Ooh. And so the people that you have around you, make sure that they're full of wisdom. I always like to surround myself with people who are more wise than I, who have more industry experience, somebody who can help me, somebody who done been through something, okay?
Yes.
I need to be able to glean from your experiences so I don't have to make those same mistakes. So the right people, and then just be patient. Wait on God. Mm. Every opportunity is not going to come with an immediate yes, but I promise you that what God has in store for you, the blessings that he has already appropriated for you, no one else can receive them. And so when you get that no, I'll rejoice. I give God thanks as if I heard a yes.
Woo.
And stay with a glad heart and stay joyful, knowing that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory.
Come on. Good people, great people. We've been talking to Amethyst on today, and give us your social media information so we can stay connected.
Absolutely. You can follow me on all social media outlets. That's at Amethyst Sings, A-M-E-T-H-Y-S-T, Sings with an S. And Redeemed is available right now on all digital outlets. Go get it.
Go get it, good people. We have been talking to Amethyst right here on 10 to 20 with your boy, Jew Joyner. Amethyst, thank you so much.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope to meet you soon.
You will. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
All right.
For sure. Okay.